Chapter 12. A Meeting. Lady Marguerite didn't have to wait long to find the answer. A few seconds later, a priest opened the door and came in. Lady Marguerite was very surprised. What was a priest doing in this dirty old inn? Then she recognized his face. It was Chauvelin. There was another man with him. She knew him too. It was his secretary, Degas.
"Are we alone?"
Chauvelin asked quietly. Degas looked around the room carefully.
"Yes," he answered. "There's nobody here."
"Good. Is the general sending me some more soldiers?" asked Chauvelin.
"Yes, they'll be here soon," replied Degas. "And they'll take their orders from you. A large group of soldiers is already watching the shore. There are several old huts along the shore, so we've put soldiers round all of them. They've got their orders. They must watch carefully, but they mustn't shoot."
"Good," said Chauvelin. "I want the Scarlet Pimpernel alive. But where are the other soldiers? I need them here now. Tell them to come quickly."
Degas left immediately. Lady Marguerite understood the plan perfectly.
"Chauvelin has got soldiers everywhere," she thought. "He's planning to wait until the Scarlet Pimpernel and his friends meet in the hut, and then he's going to catch them all. If we don't find Sir Percy soon, Chauvelin will catch him at the hut."
She was very worried. The proprietor brought Chauvelin a bowl of soup and put it on the table. Lady Marguerite watched him eating the soup for a few minutes. Suddenly, she heard a very strange sound. Somewhere outside the inn, a man was singing an English song in a loud, happy voice. The voice came nearer. Then the door opened, and Sir Percy entered the inn. He was elegantly dressed as usual. Lady Marguerite couldn't believe her eyes. He was such a brave man. Sir Percy stopped for a second when he saw the priest. Then he controlled his surprise and said loudly,
"Where's the old man with my supper?"
Lady Marguerite wanted to shout to him to run for his life, but before she could do anything, Sir Percy looked at the priest again and said in his usual bored voice,
"Hello, it's Chauvelin, isn't it? What are you doing here?"
Chauvelin nearly choked on his soup. He didn't expect the mysterious Scarlet Pimpernel to walk around in public in the middle of the day. He coughed and choked for several minutes. But Sir Percy was perfectly calm. He looked at Chauvelin's red face. Then he smiled slowly.
"I'm sorry that my arrival has upset you," Sir Percy said in a friendly voice. "Hot soup's a dangerous thing, isn't it? A friend of mine once choked to death while he was eating soup."
Sir Percy paused for a moment.
"I'm very surprised," he continued. "I didn't know that you are, a priest."
Chauvelin looked at him angrily. He didn't know what to reply. He was also angry that the additional soldiers weren't there yet.
"The Scarlet Pimpernel mustn't leave this inn," he thought. "I must talk to him until they get here." "I hope that Lady Blakeney's well," he said to Sir Percy after a short time.
"Very well, thank you,"
Sir Percy replied. He sat down at the table, and the two men continued to talk together politely. Lady Marguerite was full of admiration for Sir Percy. He was so controlled. Chauvelin, on the contrary, was nervous and looked at his watch constantly.
Where was Degas with the additional soldiers? "Are you meeting someone?" Sir Percy asked. "A lady friend, maybe? I'm sure she'll be here soon. Pretty women, the French," he added with a smile.
Chauvelin looked at him with hate in his eyes.
I'll soon stop that Englishman's jokes, he thought.